Carl Joseph, we talked a bit about his development, and some of it is natural when
he's
a first, second-year player, but has there been anything that's really struck you in particular about his strides that he's made?
Right, if you watch him closely, and you, I'm sure you have, you see his development has been really, really nice. He's very active last week. He's really good close to the line of scrimmage. He's a really good tackler in the open field. He also plays well on the back end. So I think his development is right on time right now.
See, one of the examples of just what strides this defense has made, where just somebody who got reps last year, learned to play together with the people around him, didn't make a flashy addition and great at safety, but he just got better from it.
Right. It's about our improvement. It's about our growth. It's about us working together as a team. It's about the teaching. It's about the process of practice, about the competition that we create amongst the players. And then it's about, the meetings and showing up on game day and getting things done right and working together. And I think that the players, you see the rewards of their hard work when no one's watching. You can see it happening on game day.
As a coaching staff, when someone who's such a fabric of an opponent's offense like Jordan Reed, practice Wednesday, he does practice today, some fluidity on his status.
Right.
How do you prepare? Because I imagine you prepare as if he's going to play.
Well, again, it's about us and our preparation. If we sat around and worry about all the injuries and what other teams are doing, we wouldn't have time to work on ourselves. So it's important that we get our execution down, our game plan together, our ability to work hard and play really hard and tough as a team and be physical and get after the ball. Those things are important to us, and I think if we play our style of football, it doesn't matter who we play.
Came through two games in the fourth quarter. Defense has only been on the field for like 9 minutes in the fourth quarter for two games. What does that do for you guys when the offense is killing the clock like that?
Well, in my history, in a long time I've been around this game, the best defense is a really good offense, really good ball control, having a really good run game, and an offense that really understands how to eat up the clock and just – there's grind out the yards, and that's really important for us to be on the sideline and really rooting them on. So it's important for us to get the ball to the offense as often as possible, and that's one of our big goals.
What do you see from Garyon when you watch Sunday's game back?
Really excited. We've been waiting a long time to get Garyon on the field. Very unfortunate about he wasn't available to us early in the camp, but seeing him and his length, his ability, and being on the stage for the first time, and the way he responded, and the way he played, and the way the guys and the players really rallied around him. He wasn't doing it by himself. It was an entire defensive unit working together. Really, really good to see a young player start off really good like that, because it's good for his confidence. Now, there's no limits to how good he can be.
What's the key to a really good safety blitz?
Timing, a guy who knows how to blitz, and a guy who knows how to finish. But it's all about timing and how bad do you want it.